ever vanish your crypto. Like you think a transaction went through, but then you check your wallet and poof,
yeah,
gone. Well, today we're diving into a scenario we've all probably bumped into, at least if you've dabbled in the wonderful world of decentralized exchanges, specifically Goblin Swap, because who doesn't love a little goblin humor with their finance?
Right.
But first, a quick shout out to Goblins Cash for their article on troubleshooting, goblins.
Always a good resource. For those new to the Goblin Party, decentralized exchanges, or DXs.
DXs.
Right. They let you swap tokens directly from your wallet. No middleman, which is awesome, but it does mean an extra step or two.
Okay, so say I'm on Goblin Swap. I've connected my wallet, found the token I want. What's tripping people up?
Two main things, really. You got to approve the transaction and make the swap. Two different things, both important.
Like giving the vending machine permission to take my money, but then I also actually have to press the button for the chips.
Perfect analogy. So that first step, the approval, that's where smart contracts come in. Think of them as little programs on the blockchain that make sure everything happens fairly.
And since we're talking about my tokens, on a decentralized platform.
Got to get permission, right? Security feature, not a bug.
Smart. But if I only hit approve and not swap.
Your tokens are chilling in your wallet. Safe, but not where you want them. Easy to check, though. Just look at your transaction history.
On Goblin Swap.
Yep. Now, the other thing, this one's a bit trickier. Sometimes you make a swap, everything seems fine, but the new token isn't showing up.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there. Heart-stopping moment.
Right. But don't panic. It might just be a case of your wallet playing hide-and-seek.
Hide-and-seek? How does that even work?
Think of it this way. Your wallet's like a web browser.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't automatically know about every single website, or in this case, every single token out there.
So I actually own the tokens, but my wallet's like, new phone, who dis?
Basically. You need to give it the token's contract address, like a digital address, so your wallet knows where to look.
Address. Right. Where do I find that?
Usually on the Goblin Swap interface itself, or, you know, other reputable sources. Never just copy-paste from, like, a random tweet. Safety first.
Right. So I find the address, punch it into my wallet, and boom, tokens.
Tokens. Now, Goblin's Cash also mentioned double-checking the network, like, are you on Smart PCH? And using Smart Scout to verify transactions.
So even if you think you did everything right.
Double-check. It's like counting your change.
Wise words. But seriously, this is why I love these deep dives. Goblin's Cash lays it all out, makes you feel like you can actually troubleshoot this stuff yourself.
Exactly. And these tips, they're not just for Goblin Swap. Most DXs operate on similar principles.
It's all about becoming your own DeFi detective.
Exactly. Okay, to recap, approvals and swaps are two separate steps. If your tokens aren't showing, your wallet might just need the contract address. And always, always double check.
But this whole thing got me thinking.
Yeah.
We're responsible for every single step here, right? Like more than we are on, say, Coinbase.
Way more.
So how much responsibility should these DeFi platforms take? Like, yeah, they give us the tools, but shouldn't things be a little more intuitive? What do you think?